A Waterloo Catholic District School Board trustee that represents Cambridge and North Dumfries has spoken out against tweets targeting white Christians posted by fellow trustee Wendy Ashby on Twitter. Marissa Phillips says she stands with concerned parents. As a newly elected trustee in the Waterloo Catholic District School Board, I want to publicly express my personal dismay and sadness regarding the hateful comments made by my colleague on Twitter, Phillips said in a statement. These comments deeply hurt members of our Catholic school community and are entirely inappropriate, unacceptable, and should be condemned without hesitation. Ashby made a series of tweets dating back to last year that took aim at white Christian males and females. The most dangerous creature on the planet is the white Christian male. They're a threat to anyone who is not them, one tweet read. Hush money. Buying silence about being underpaid. White women make obedient soldiers for the Christophicist patriarchy, another said. Some parents have also spoken out about what they feel is inappropriate conduct. A Parents as First Educators petition seeking the resignation of Ashby has gained just under 3,000 signatures, with another on Campaign Life Coalition gathering over 2,500. On Monday, Rebel News show host David Menzies appeared at the Catholic board meeting in Kitchener, asking board chair Tracy Weiler to condemn Ashby's actions on Twitter. It brought the meeting to a halt after the packed chamber erupted in protest. I stand with concerned parents and community members who denounce my colleague's words, Phillips' statement continued. Racism and sexism against any group have no place in our society. These actions become especially heinous when they originate from an elected school board trustee whose hurtful comments are aimed directly at many of the families she has been tasked with representing. Phillips concluded her statement saying she will focus on inclusiveness. Our children deserve a healthy learning environment free from inflammatory politics and hateful rhetoric, she said. As I stated during my election campaign, I believe that all children, no matter their race or gender, must feel included in our schools. I want to thank everyone who reached out to me to provide their concerns, and I will continue to focus my efforts in representing all families with the dignity and respect that they deserve. When reached for comment last week, Ashby said she is respecting the board's internal process and will reach out when she is able to respond.